Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to public policy, the Montana Family Foundation has two main courses of action. We legislate and we litigate. Many describe us as the conservative version of the ACLU. In the recently concluded legislative session, we testified in 105 legislative hearings on 43 bills over a four-month period. In the end, we killed 8 bad bills and passed 24 good ones. We saw 11 good bills die on narrow margins, and we'll be back to pass those in the next session. After 20 years in the Montana Capitol, the left has finally conceded that we're not going anywhere. We're here to stay, and we're getting stronger. It's because we have to. What's at stake is literally the future we leave to our children and grandchildren. Whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, one of the biggest issues they're being bombarded with is the insane notion that one can change their gender. The explosion of young people identifying as transgender is evidence of social contagion. The idea that teens and preteens mimic their peers so they can receive validation from their friends, classmates, and tolerant adults. The problem is, unlike other socially contagious trends, this one can result in permanent physical changes such as osteoporosis, chemical and hormonal imbalances, physical mutilation, and sterility. As a result, parents, lawmakers, and even some gender-affirming clinics are beginning to push back. This comes at a time when doctors, psychologists, and gender transformation clinics are being sued by former transgenders who feel they were sold a bill of goods. Lawmakers, including those in Montana, under pressure from constituents, are now passing laws that ban gender transformation procedures from being performed on minors. The logic is simple. Over 90% of teens with gender dysphoria will grow out of it by the time they reach adulthood. If they don't, then they can take action as fully informed adults. But 12-year-olds should not be allowed to make life-altering decisions before their brains are mature enough to understand the long-term consequences. The bill in Montana was Senate Bill 99, which bans puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries such as mastectomies from being administered or performed on minors to treat gender dysphoria. It also creates a cause of action to allow those who detransition to sue their doctors years later if they feel they were not fully informed of the consequences. The law is being challenged in court, as are similar laws in over 20 other states. And just this week, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated Alabama's ban on performing gender transformation procedures on minors. To examine this issue more closely, the Montana Family Foundation is bringing in Walt Heyer as the keynote speaker at our fall banquets. Walt lived as a woman for 8 years before detransitioning. He now runs Sex Change Regret to help others who want to detransition. He is also a strong advocate for protecting children from irreversible gender change procedures. Walt will be in Billings on October 5th and in Bozeman on November 17th. Get your tickets today on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.